Number 152. Three election manifestos. The candidate for the Forward Party, who had a rather reedy voice, argued that our economy was in a regressive state. We had to take urgent measures if we were not to regress further. The way to recuperate was to redirect finances to refurbish the local refinery to stop the recurrent accidents there and prevent redundancies amongst the workers. This would help reduce the problems in the economy. He also wanted to regulate taxis more stringently. Many of the drivers were recusant and redolent, he claimed. He also wanted to introduce a strict diet and fitness regimen at refectories and gyms at schools to make children healthier. We needed to allow more refugees into our country, he said, to help redeem our past actions abroad. The candidate for the Honor Party focused on rectitude. This was the real way to redress the problems, he said, rather than the redundant way of looking at how to deal with a constant redistribution of money. People needed to refresh their traditional values and reflect on them. A moral regeneration was required. If people did this, there would be less need for the regime to regulate, because people would follow moral rules. This man was a local football referee, so football fans took his views seriously. He was environmentally aware and wanted people to separate their refuse, even though some people said that this was refractory. He said that experiences in other places refuted this argument. He agreed with the Forward Party candidate that there was a reek in many taxis, but thought that allowing in refugees for redemptive reasons should be the subject of a referendum. The candidate from the Royal Party was a redoubtable man. He was tall and thin like a reed, and had acted as a regent when the current king was a boy. He had appeared on reels of film as a result. He had accused many people of regicide when the current king's father died under mysterious circumstances. He wanted to create a regal state and have the government sponsor regattas and similar events, which the king could attend and which would attract wealthy people. He would also increase the uniform budget for the royal regiment, so that the soldiers would look refulgent in new armor that would cause the refraction of light. At the end of his speech, he regaled the audience with a well-known refrain before resuming his recumbent posture in his seat.